This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Remember we talked, I don't even know how it came up, about the guys in gray sweatpants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how it got.
I think we were talking about lady fantasies.
And and everything.
Ladies like seeing guys in gray sweatpants.
You're talking about 60 pics.
Yeah. So this woman said, I love your show. I listen every day on my way to work, and I love the podcast. Chuck has his gray sweatpants on right now.
Every day now. Yeah.
A few days ago, this guy
looking
up
good,
a little
man.
Bit.
Oh, yeah.
What? Okay.
All right.
Better fire him up.
Fire
what
anything
are you talking
up.
Talking
yeah,
about?
Fire it up.
Ty, keep it down.
Well, if I'm going to do a shot for the web,
you're not. We're not doing that.
No.
You guys brought up guys wearing gray sweatpants and how women thought it was sexy. Well, I'm a single woman in my mid-20s, seen my fair share of gray sweatpants, but I had to tell you about today. I'm at the grocery store this morning thinking it wouldn't be that busy. I'm going to get some shopping done. Sitting in my car, guy gets out of his, got to be in his late 40s, wearing the tightest pair of gray sweatpants I've ever seen.
That's how you do it, get them tight.
Must and nothing on underneath.
He heard the show. Mm.
So tight, I could see everything. I could tell he is circumcised.
Oh, yeah. You could
tell.
He
gets out of his car, he's swinging everywhere. It's huge.
Yep.
So I did something so out of character for me. I followed him around the grocery store.
She was mesmerized.
I was trying to make sure I wasn't imagining things. Man, I wasn't. I can see everything clearly through his sweats. After following him for a little while, and I'm sure looking like a creep, I just approached him. I asked him some questions about stuff in his cart, just trying to make conversation. Well, one thing led to another. We're getting drinks later this week.
Yeah, she can't resist his big, giant hog.
It's unusual for a woman to follow a man through a grocery
totally
store
is.
And be a
yeah.
creep.
But you know, when you've got a giant rod swinging in your pants.
That's yeah. it. That's all you need in life.
If you can go shopping with a 9-incher on display, it's a different kind of life.
Just don't. If I had a 9-incher, you guys would be calling HR all the time.
My whole life would be different.
And I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, I'm in trouble with HR again because of my 9-incher.
You know
what I mean?
I'd be like,
hey, you know what? Go ahead and just put that in all access. Just let everybody know.
All access.
Just go ahead and tell your press photos
are like Dave, and then just
yeah, your press. Just me. I'm up on the desk. That'd be our billboard.
Anyway, she said, part of me thinks this guy knew exactly what he was doing when he left his house today, and it clearly worked. I can't believe I did it still, but I'll let you know how it goes.
That's nuts.
Well, you're going to get filled in, so.
Yeah, and then he'll leave you.
Yeah, definitely.
And then he's
sense.
Gone.
He's going to go shopping one more time and then get another lady.
Yeah, he's going shopping for Boone. That's what he's shopping for.
Yeah. Yep. He got exactly what he wanted at the grocery store.
Exactly. And you go into a grocery store with sweatpants, the tightest of sweatpants on, and no underwear on underneath, you're advertising.
Yeah. That's what we would call it. Yeah. That's what we always called it. Because my buddy had a great big giant hog, and we would say, oh, you're going to go advertise. He would, like, advertise it down the side of his legs, and we would, like, go up to a girl and be like, dude, that guy's got a huge hog.
And they're like, wild. No, he doesn't. It's not real.
It's not real.
It's not real.
Like, go grab it.
Yeah.
Where they go grab it. It's real. It's a different time then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't really do that anymore.
No, I think you can, but you better be young.
Just be careful. All right. So if you ever want to reach us, you can. The email is email@DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. That's the best way to do it. The Whitney Houston hologram tour debuted last night in the UK.
Okay.
And as you would expect, it's getting mixed reviews. This is where it's people go to a concert and it's just a hologram of Whitney Houston singing to them.
Yeah. Just.
Okay. So just if you haven't heard of it, this is what they do. This is how they're trying to make money. One attendee called it incredible, but that was, you know, not the most popular opinion. The most popular opinion was it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. They said it seems like a desperate money grab.
Well, I just don't know how much the hologram can move around, you know? Like, I think it's just, like, the hologram is in one spot.
Well, a lot of people said the image was dim. It was sometimes out of focus. Yeah. And it mostly stands in one place at the back of the stage.
Yeah, so.
That's a terrible technology.
It's not.
They got it.
They don't have it yet. You know?
It stands in the back. It's like Maynard.
Yeah.
He stands like, in the back.
Yeah, exactly. So people can't
see.
Any
footage here.
I don't like this guy's reaction.
Well, this is the trailer. So this won't be the actual footage from last night.
Well, the trailer is going to always
be there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's her at the back.
That's her at the back. The hologram as real dancers
so,
and musicians
so they
play
did
around
have
there.
Like
well,
real
they have
people.
To right they can't just put a hologram there
yeah
oh that grapejuice.com so gave it a good review
oh
that
boy.
grapejuice.com
what? Well that's it's that's how far down the list they had to go to get like a good
this is terrible
grape juice
yeah That grape juice.
That grape juice.
It doesn't even look, you guys, that doesn't even look like Whitney Houston.
It looks like Halle Berry.
Really it does.
What?
Did they just get...
Like, another actress to play? I don't know, dude.
I don't understand what this is. And they're like, it doesn't move around a lot. We can't get it to... Damn, Whitney Houston's on the fritz again. I guess.
She's blinking out
thing
all the
was
time.
Was blinking all night last night. At one point, she looked like she was made of that TV snow. It was crazy.
This
is a crazy story.
5 days ago. I'm trying to find if,
like
anyone
an actual,
taped, like if anyone taped a bit of it last night.
You probably weren't allowed.
Yeah, there's no way that you were allowed.
Come on. Yeah, none of it.
It'd be on YouTube, right? I mean, like you'd think.
Whitney Houston hologram tour?
Yeah. That's where people would post it up if they had it.
Let's see here if anything comes up just to see if we can get an idea of how bad it was.
It's just a... Looks like it's just...
Nah. No one's really... Oh, maybe this... And that's the official tour teaser. Is that it?
That's
oh, that's
fake,
bad.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's fake. Bad. That's fake.
So that looks real bad if that's anything to do with it.
That was just, that's all Russian. You see the Russian language? It's just all Russian.
Yeah, man, hologram.
It's like, listen, I'm going to post up at Whitney Houston to make all of America upset. It will cause in a turmoil.
I will dare them to sound there by making fun of their beloved Whitney Houston.
That's what he tried to do.
Yeah. Oh, is that I don't know. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake here anymore in life.
I know.
Yeah.
In life,
really, it is. Yeah. Not just in this. In anything we talk about, you can't tell what's real.
I know, you can't.
But it from the beginning, the first time years ago we heard about this idea, we thought it was a real horrible idea. People spend money to see like a hologram of someone.
Yeah.
Same people that tried to do the laser shows.
But if people go see tribute bands, you
that's
know,
it.
People will see this.
Yeah.
Because they're working on this with Michael Jackson, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're one,
like
you know.
You never got to see Michael Jackson, but it'll just be weird if, like, Michael Jackson, like, his hologram isn't able to dance all over the stage. Like, that's why you went to see Michael Jackson.
Right.
So, like, having him just stand in one spot and it's like a weird computer animation mixed with Michael Jackson's face, it's...
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
what
his
doing.
Would have to take up the fill the stage, right?
Right.
And people would have to dance. He'd still have to be behind because it's a screen.
The better idea is to just go all in with, like, who's the best Michael Jackson impersonator? And you play Michael Jackson music in the background, and the guy lip syncs the whole thing and dances around and does all the dances. And I'll tell you what, if my parents went and saw that, they'd be like, oh my God, it was incredible. It was incredible.
Well,
it was like Michael Jackson was
live. Those shows exist. You know, they're
that's
in Vegas,
I mean. Like,
they're everywhere.
So you're, you know,
isn't there? There's a Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil in Vegas.
They're already doing it, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, older people love a show.
They just love a show.
They're very bored. And their minds are blown, man.
James found one from last night.
There is no way that does not look real.
No, it doesn't at all. It's a dancing robot.
Oh, my God. It's off-putting is what it is.
She's got really long legs in that.
Yeah, she's so skinny, right?
They didn't get her right.
They stretched her out somehow.
They didn't get it right.
It's almost like everyone's silent, like they don't know what to
react to it.
They're almost there just for the freak show of it all.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what is
you know what it looks like? It looks like stuff you'd see in Japan.
This was Grammy thing.
It does. It seems like
an anime
park or something.
Character. Yeah.
Yeah, they made her way too tall.
tall. Mm-hmm. She's not realistic looking.
No, yeah, you don't want to come down here and fix this Whitney Houston. She is 9 feet tall today. I don't know what kind of gears have popped in her, but she's 9 feet tall today. Anybody care about that?
Her legs are tremendously long.
They're going to terrify all these old people coming to see her. They're going to think some kind of giant's up there.
She looks
but
like
at
she's
the same
a
time,
walker.
You would think that yeah. they made her bigger because if you're way in the back, you still want to you still want to see that it's Whitney Houston, right?
So they made her like
so they made her 9 feet tall.
You sure you want to make her 9 feet tall?
We got it because of the old birds in the back.
I can crank her up to 9 feet.
Take her all the way up.
Okay.
Now, Joe. Joe saw Queen with Freddie Mercury hologram. How did that go, Joe?
We liked it. It was Adam Lambert. They came out and he says, "I'm not Freddie Mercury. Duh. This is a tribute to him." And they kind of had Freddie, you know, in the background sometimes in the hologram. And it was tastefully done. It was cool. I mean, it was the way it should be. Not too much, not too little. And it was a great show.
But it wasn't a whole concert of just a hologram, right? Like this is.
No, they would mix mostly, it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they opened up with Tie Your Mother Down, then they brought Freddie, you know, it was like a screen on the top. They brought Freddie out, and it was just really, really cool. The part from Live Aid when he's singing to the crowd, it was just really cool. It was a great, great, great show.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. So they mixed in a little bit of a hologram with a regular show
like,
with Adam Lambert.
Listen, it's definitely going to work on group of people, and I know that all the big old bands right now, they're all salivating over this idea.
Yeah.
You know, because if Kiss can do a whole concert where they don't have to go.
Oh, Kiss will play forever, right?
Well, I think that Kiss is going to play forever, that it'll just be a Kiss cover band that tours under the name Kiss. I do. I think that is already in the works for them.
The key to this hologram stuff is keeping it a cheap show.
That's it.
Because they love a deal.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, like the tickets.
I tell you, $18.
I bet you they weren't that cheap, you guys. They don't.
No, nothing's cheap anymore. No. You can't, you know. Cost money to do anything.
You know, it just looks like a fancy, like when you're in Vegas, it looks like one of those like real fancy billboards or something.
Right.
Look how tall she looks.
She's so tall.
Yeah, she's 12 feet tall today. I don't know what kind
of... Crank her up.
You got to get those IT guys to get those numbers right on that Whitney Houston. She got one giant leg today. What
her
do we do about
arm
that?
Arm almost touched the roof.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, they have not perfected that technology for sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A female passenger on a flight the other day said she was going to stab everyone on the plane.
Uh-oh.
As she fought with air marshals and flight attendants. Dana Mustafa was on board a United Airlines flight from Frankfurt to Dulles International Airport in Virginia Saturday when the alarm was raised. The 27-year-old went into the bathroom with a lighter to try and have a smoke, setting off the smoke alarm.
Sure.
The air marshal tried to stop her and was assaulted. Flight attendants said that earlier someone altered a smoke detector outside the restroom, and that's when they found this woman in the toilet. She was told smoking wasn't allowed on board and to go back to her seat immediately, but then that's when she got agitated and tried to get back into the bathroom to smoke again.
Yeah.
Then when they got her back to her seat, she began crying. She told flight attendants that she was having some issues. She moved to another seat as they tried to calm her down, but then she punched the TV monitor and broke it. Then she tried to get into the bathroom at the back of the plane to have another smoke. Flight attendants tried to stop her. She pushed the flight attendants, tried to shut the door on them. Two air marshals had to get the door down to get her and placed handcuffs on her.
Oh, my God.
That's when she said, I'm going to stab everyone on this plane.
Yeah.
Well, you can't say that.
She said, I'm Palestinian. That's how we do it.
Uh-oh.
This is how we do it. Stab, stab. Stab, stab.
Flight attendants have the craziest job. They're like, kind of like being a waitress and a maximum security prison guard.
Right. Like waiter and guard.
Right.
I can make more and more.
Yeah.
And I restrain mentally ill people. No, you guys, it's more and more going that way.
Yeah.
As mental health takes a big hit across, you know, the world.
Yeah.
That's what they've got. They're stuck in this little thing in the air with these people, and you never know when someone's going to snap. I'm just so thankful it has not happened on a flight, because it seems to happen on a daily basis now.
I'm surprised they don't have like stacked ass flight attendants.
That's what I mean. I think it's getting away from like the super cute little girl flight attendant. You don't see them anymore.
No, and
it's someone that has to drop elbows every once in a while.
No offense to any of the gay flight attendants out there. You're doing a wonderful job, but let's buff it up a bit. Let's get some muscle on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone who can restrain psychopaths.
Cookies or peanuts?
Right.
Or one of these bows?
Right. You want like a Finn Balor type.
You just need someone who'll be able to step in and take charge of the situation.
These are air hunks.
Air hunks, I guess.
Air hunk security force.
I would fly air hunks.
So would I. You and me both.
Yeah.
James and Lisa are flying air hunks.
I have my ticket now.
I'll volunteer to oil the guys up while they're on flight.
James's flight. They took an air hunk flight.
Yeah.
I'd be so happy.
The hottest hunks in the sky.
Yeah.
Didn't they try? Well, I mean, I guess it's basically been that way. You know, for the hot chicks flying. They didn't have to call it, like, hot chicks flight.
Yeah.
Because it was always hot women.
It was always that way.
But didn't they try something in the past couple of years? Was it, like, Hooters Air or something where they were in, like, bikini tops or something? There's a memory being triggered of...
Something like that rings a bell, but I can't recall exactly.
There was no Playboy Air or anything like that back when they had money?
Seems like something like a Virgin would do.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah, Hooters Air was a thing. The rise and fall of Hooters Air.
Oh, could you imagine?
That's how much money they had at one point.
It was an airline headquartered in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Where?
Flight attendants were based out of there. Here's a Hooters Air commercial.
Even imagine.
To fly Hooters Air. Myrtle Beach, 2 hours takeoff to tea time. Nassau, Fun Sun Entertainment. Fort Myers, year-round Florida beaches.
Oh.
Fares from $99. Convenient morning departures and evening returns. No advance purchase. No Saturday night stay.
Hooters
Air. Girls on every flight. All leather seats with... Fun to fly. Don't wait. Fly today. Log on to HootersAir.com or call 1-888-FLY-HOOT. Hooters Air. Puts the fun back into flying.
Fly Hoot.
Okay. 1-888-FLY-HOOT.
What year was this?
2004, that's when the commercial was.
Oh, 2004 commercials seemed like they took place in 1981.
Well, you know what's funny is that because TVs back then weren't the high definition
standards.
It was still like with the big...
Yeah, because if you go back and try and watch like old Seinfeld or old whatever, you're like, oh my God, it looks terrible because it was shot on all the crappy cameras. You know?
That's funny.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being like, we're about to board our flight, and it's on an airplane that says Hooters on it.
Yeah, no.
I'd be like,
we're really taking a risk here, fellas.
How old was that plane they bought?
We're going to crash right into the ocean.
Yeah, like on Hunk Air, I do think like James would be like causing a ruckus.
Yeah.
Just so that they would have to
restrain him. His muscles, Lisa.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm
all of a sudden a bunch of hunks are grabbing him.
I paid for the oiling seat location.
Oiling seat.
Oiling seat. Oh, God.
Costs extra to sit in that row.
The oil. It's not economy comfort. It's oiling seats.
Yeah, exactly.
James keeps causing extra trouble.
You get
right,
to,
so they have to restrain him?
Yeah, exactly.
Can't restrain me.
All right, there's one more bitches tripping to get to here, and this one's also a hot or not.
Oh, okay.
I guess a lot of people go overboard on birthdays. I mean, used to be a nice card was enough, not anymore. And Lisa, by the way, you can play this too.
Okay.
Because I've got a picture of the boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a female and male version of this. 23-year-old woman in Florida crashed her car while topless as she was trying to give her boyfriend oral favors on his birthday.
Wow.
While she was driving.
Okay.
There's a twist.
That's not how you do that.
You should reverse that.
So she's topless, she's driving, and she's trying to perform orally on her fellow for his birthday.
Where did this happen?
This happened in Florida, I believe in the Tampa Bay area. It doesn't say exactly here. I don't know how that works, first of all. Is he standing? Is he standing, or does she just keep going down and up and down?
She goes down and up. He probably has the wheel like this. He's doing one of these.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Oh, wow. That's so dangerous.
That's the most dangerous leader of them all.
So, yes, she did crash her car while doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Okay. And they were arguing next to their wrecked car when the cops showed up. When the boyfriend told her to calm down, she started slapping him.
Yeah.
When asked why she was topless when the crash happened, as eyewitnesses saw, she said she wanted to look sexy for him on his birthday. So not only did they arrest her, they arrested the boyfriend for resisting arrest because he refused to cooperate and he wouldn't stop fighting with his girlfriend. She is facing charges for battery and disorderly conduct.
Do they have ages?
23. She was 23. Her.
It doesn't list his age in this story. Mm.
I am, I'm going to guess, just on a whim here, that so she has a little bit of confidence in herself, but I think it's that, like, you ever run into the girls that are like, I got great big boobs and they're the best thing about me, but like everything's kind of bigger, but they love their great big boobs, but they're not in the greatest shape.
Right.
That's what I'm going for here. She has a set of knockers, but it's not a great package.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's not a lot to go on, really.
I think you're right about the knockers, man.
I think knockers are definitely like her.
That's her thing.
That's her thing.
Like, Jupiter, Florida is where this happened, by the way. They share a residence there.
I don't know. I'm going to go with she's a three.
Oh, I was going to say a three knockers. For the guy.
Well, that's probably right.
I got a quote from her. She said to the police officers, "Why are you arresting him? I was the one that was hitting him, mother effers."
Oh, real classy.
Yeah. And she's a three.
And she kept saying she's a good girl.
Total disaster. These people. Just their life is a mess. I mean, a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to get it together.
Well, you can play along with this hot or not at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There she is.
Mm. Yep.
I'd say a three.
Right on the money.
Yeah, accurate.
I nailed it, huh?
I think you may have been a little low on the guy. I mean, he's not great, but I'd say he's more of a three. She's a three. He's maybe a five.
Yeah. He's higher, yeah.
But that's it. She's got those great big knockers, but she's a
bigger lady.
I'm surprised at the flexibility, actually, a little bit.
Right, because
she crashed the car.
Oh, well, unless he's packing a massive.
She didn't have to go very far.
Yeah, she just had to grab it and bring it over.
And then he's like an eight.
Yeah. Well, that changed his number.
Yeah.
5 to an 8.
That's what it does. That's what those things does.
Yeah, it's so true. It'll take a 5 to an 8.
It sure does.
You're big dumb.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
Ice Queen chimed in on that one, that's for sure. All right, I love this story. So there was a baboon that was scheduled for a vasectomy at a testing lab.
Jesus.
And he's like, I am getting the F out of here, and I'm taking two bitches with me.
Yeah, oh, really? I love when they get out.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, go.
Go, get out of here, run.
Baboons.
He's like, I am, and I got two bitches, I'm running. this is a funny story. I got to bring up the video here so you guys can see it. But this baboon was scheduled to undergo a vasectomy at a testing facility and got away just in time, taking two female monkeys with him. Here is the escape video here. We can get it playing. Maybe not. It'll start up there in a second.
No,
so, this happened near Sydney, Australia. Footage captured by pedestrians shows the trio running loose in this parking lot at the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital.
Oh, he's so much bigger than the two girls. Yeah.
They ran off away from the medical research facility towards a parked ambulance. And they say,
follow me. Keep your eye on my red, bright, red ass, ladies. I'm going to take you through human town.
If I was driving by, I'd be like, get in, get in. Let's go. I don't know what we're doing next, but just let's go. Man.
Lisa's got three baboons in her car. She doesn't understand.
With you, I'd be like, we shouldn't have these baboons in the car, Lise. I know it seemed cute. They're terrifying.
They're very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Look at the teeth on the male.
I don't know. They throw their poop on us and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they just bite your head.
They throw their poop on us and stuff.
Male baboons, teeth.
Okay, well, maybe I was
they're the funny ones that are like, they're like, don't you look at me in my eyes. I swear to God.
Yeah, no, I would bite your face right off.
That's scary.
Please, why did you invite these baboons in your car?
Bad idea.
You really shot from the hip on that one.
Lisa, like, get in the trunk.
Put him in the trunk.
Drop him off somewhere.
Yeah, no, it would probably be pretty bad. I mean, the sound alone, Lisa,
oh,
in your
look
car.
At that. No, 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 watch, I'm not picking them
watch,
up.
Yeah, watch the teeth.
No, I didn't know. Yeah, I thought they were cute.
Lisa, pull over! Yeah.
No. Oh my God, this is terrifying. I'm an animal lover, but this is insane.
These are baboons, Lise.
We're going to have to go ahead and leave these baboons with your car. And pull over very
trying to kill
slowly.
The one baboon there.
Oh my God, they're so crazy.
Oh yeah. It's sweet. They've got like their own cape. They're like born with their own capes.
They make a sweet
Lisa,
cape.
Look,
yeah.
look
the
at teeth. Their teeth.
Did you see the teeth?
See, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you.
Oh.
There's a couple different kinds of them.
If I can listen, who knows?
Look at what he's up to.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
he's like,
listen, I'm telling you, there was a pet store near me, and they somehow had one of these things, and the thing would jerk off all the time.
So imagine this thing making this noise in Lisa's car here. Lisa's just driving down the road.
His skin went back over the top of his mouth.
That's because that's as big as teeth are.
Yeah.
He really
he likes showing that part.
Yeah.
Oh.
You notice everyone was staying away from him?
Yeah.
He had the. Yeah.
Well, they're the ones that it's like eye contact with them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like they look in.
I put my sunglasses on.
I don't have sunglasses, please. This was a terrible idea.
Maybe they would appreciate the ride.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but they're going to appreciate my neck meat when they take my larynx out.
Yeah. On second thought, you shouldn't have picked up those baboons.
It's a bad idea.
Don't trust a baboon.
But you see why they want to try and get out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a scary thing.
That's scary.
That's hilarious. He grabbed two chicks.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to be a hero today.
Well, he knew. He was like, chances are I'm going to get caught here. So I got to bang, bang, bang. Because they were taking his goods, right?
Yeah, he's like, well, I can either do this alone or I could try to take two bitches with me.
But they did get him.
Oh, did they?
They did get him. He's going to have the operation today.
No.
He and the two wives, though, are going to return to the colony where he can stay forever with them. He can continue to bang them. They'll just no longer be having babies.
Oh, okay. So not what so are bad. They just, they're just...
giving him a vasectomy.
Yeah, just a vasectomy.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. No big deal.
I mean, he didn't know that, right?
No, he's like,
human labs? Terrible stuff. Come on, bitches.
Yeah.
Just have to explain it to him. No babies. Yeah.
He's like, I don't know what you're saying. I'm a baboon.
You just have to explain it to him.
I'm
you can still ask.
Yeah.
Just no babies.
No baby.
He's like, are you serious? I have to explain it to him.
He's just full of great ideas today. Yeah. Get the baboons in the car. Tell them they can still have, sex.
All gonna work out.
They have him listening to our podcast about all the vasectomy stuff.
Yeah, they go,
can of corn.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Okay, you guys remember that stripper in Texas that took a 20-foot fall from a pole?
I'll never forget it.
And kept twerking, twerked her way off the stage. I'll give you the update on her in a second. But first, another stripper accident to tell you about. This one involving a dude, a male stripper. This stripper fell off a pole as well.
Do guys do pole stuff? I mean, I guess
So they were using a fireman's pole to make it a little manlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he was doing pole stuff. He fell. Not only did he get hurt, he knocked a 75-year-old woman out cold.
Also, it was a female place.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Oh, my God. He killed Martha.
Everything
crushed her.
My pelvis is dust.
Help her.
It's dust.
Other firemen, come over.
Are there any actual firemen?
Yeah, I hope.
I need a first responder.
Yeah.
Dream Boys dancer, 32-year-old Louis Riches, was only just beginning to get the crowd warmed up at the For Your Eyes Only Club in East London. But just minutes into the show, he jumped onto a 20-foot pole. When he did that, the pole ripped out of the ceiling.
So he's just so
came crashing
big.
Down on the head of this 75-year-old grandma.
Oh, so it wasn't him. It was the pole.
Him and the pole.
Oh, okay. The pole got her.
Oh!
And shattered his leg in the process.
Oh,
yeah. God. So I hope there's... Is there a video of it? I don't know.
Well, there's pictures of him. I didn't see any video of it. We put this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see this guy. So that's the stripper. That's him. And, yeah, he took a big fall. No video that I saw.
I think he'd have more...
Bigger package?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's lacking.
He might be a little too in shape.
Yeah, he's... Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah. I was like, why?
So what happened was... they said... the grandmother's friend said they were so upset... They couldn't believe a pole like that could be knocked down by somebody when it's being used on a regular basis. They should do more pole checks.
Yeah.
They got to do more of those pole checks.
What are these old ladies doing there?
They were there to see the
bachelorette party.
Oh, the old
she
ladies.
She was part of a bachelorette party.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
You usually leave them off the invite.
I know, right?
No. Well, that's funny.
Yeah, that's the feisty old ladies. They like their dongs.
For your eyes only.
I love it. I love when the fireman flies down that pole.
Already when they walked in, there was drinks and water all over the floor. Some of the old broads almost slipped.
No, geez, you got to be safe.
Oh, yeah. Watch out for
the old ladies.
When the pole hit the grandma on the head, a member of the staff said an ambulance is on the way. But then they realized that no one had ever called one. All they did was put an ice pack on the dancer's head and paid no attention to the grandma or his leg that was very clearly twisted out of place,
oh,
they say.
Oh, God.
They just sweep her up?
So, like, it was like, hey, Dave, call an ambulance. And then you told James to call an ambulance, and he told Andy. And then somewhere in the mix, like, you thought James said he was calling an ambulance. Yeah. And no one has called anyone.
Sorry, I was busy oiling up the dancers. They had to go on after this guy.
James always
still oiling people up.
He's in charge.
He's always oiling guys up.
Yeah.
I take my oil boy job very seriously.
Yeah, he's an oil boy.
That's an awkward eulogy to have to give about your grandma, isn't it?
Oh, you know, like, she died. Strip joint.
Doing what she loved, looking at penises.
Yeah.
Looking
so they said
right at them.
The music
Black
kept going.
Penises.
The music she kept going, and everyone just kind of stood around after the accident, not really doing anything.
Hmm.
There's so many pictures of this guy half naked. I got to get past.
He had to release all those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But his leg was pointed in another direction, and none of the staff was offering any help with that. A nurse tried to help. They realized she wasn't trained to deal with that either. Finally, someone from the bachelorette party called emergency services to come and help both of them. Everyone who was there paid about $60 a ticket to get in. They had to call the Hummer they rented for the night to come pick them up early because obviously the party is over now.
To the Hummer, ladies.
Yeah. They said the horror of seeing the male stripper and the elderly woman both lying on the floor motionless was a big shock. It was terrifying. They both looked dead for a while.
She's out.
Listen, if a lot of the crowd was in tears.
If a fire pole falls and hits an old lady in the head, she's dead. You'd think she's dead.
I think she's dead.
When the crews arrived, they put the grandmother in a neck brace and used a defibrillator on her. Before taking her to the hospital, there she was treated for a concussion and head injury.
Well, why did they use...
They must have thought she was gone, right?
But did... I mean...
Did they not know that this lady went through it,
But they must have checked her heart. The only time you'd ever use that is if someone's heart's not beating.
I would think.
So was she dead?
Well, they don't say that. They just said they used a defibrillator on her.
So she... But for a second, I think she was actually gone.
Oh, my God.
They brought her back then. That guy stopped her heart.
Literally.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
This
beautiful man.
Male stripper is due to have an operation on his leg and ankle. He's told he can't strip for 6 months at least.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a GoFundMe.
He is planning when he gets out of the hospital to take some flowers to the elderly woman who he knocked out with his pole.
Right.
He is not going to see her ever again because she's...
No.
I don't know how much longer she's
got. I don't know how you can recover from that.
They just zapped her, dude.
I brought her back.
Zapped her good.
She died doing what she loved.
She loved looking at a fireman's genitals. That was her favorite pastime, I swear to God.
He might walk in and give her another heart attack.
She'll be like, the machines will start to... Right.
She's in a full body cast. Starts losing it.
Yeah.
Be careful. Away. She must have been right at the front of the stage, too.
Oh,
right?
That's where you put the old ladies.
It's like something from a movie.
It is.
A full bowl comes down on an old lady.
Oh.
So, back to the other story now that first got us talking about strippers and poles. The woman in Texas who fell 20 feet while dancing at a strip club there. The footage went viral. We had posted it on our website a couple of weeks ago. Millions of people have seen this video now of the stripper falling because not only does she fall, lands on her face, then she twerks her way off the stage.
Amazing.
Right?
What a talent.
Because she just, I guess, was in shock.
There was some kind of muscle memory.
Yeah, because she was broken. She had things that were broken.
Fractured jaw, broken teeth, sprained ankle. She did an interview with TMZ and you can, she still got that jaw wired shut. So it's kind of,
you can hear. I have any dream job, I'd be a food critic. I love to eat, this is the hard part for my recovery is not being able to eat.
Could you imagine?
Dude, what are you're talking?
You're going to talk like this. Because it's not even close. It's just so... It's so tight against your teeth.
But here's what's come of this.
What?
In Dallas, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration is drafting up policies now that will require strippers to wear safety helmets if they're going higher than 6 feet up a pole.
Oh, so they'll just take down every 20-foot pole.
Yeah, that's a way to get them to...
Right? It is. Does a guy want to see a stripper in a safety helmet?
Nope.
I guess if she's hot enough, she could pull off the hot female construction worker.
It's a weird look.
It is.
I guess you could.
It's kind of funny.
You could bedazzle it, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a hard hat.
It's so dangerous anyway. A hard hat isn't really a sexy thing to see.
So the Occupational Safety and Health Administration decided to step in and require that strip club owners must mandate that all exotic dancers are to wear safety helmets to prevent future accidents that could cause injury to one's face and head. Anyone going over 6 feet on a pole will be required to wear a safety helmet moving forward.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. I mean, it is, I guess it's too bad just because, man, what a show. A giant pole with someone... 30 feet in the air, that's like something else.
Not unbelievable.
It's just too dangerous to have someone who maybe has done it 4 or 5 times.
And these club owners don't care.
No.
It's not like they're getting strict training working like at, Cirque du Soleil or something.
Right.
And they're going through months and months of training.
Yeah, there's no nets to catch them, just a stage.
It's just slippery, greasy stripper poles.
Yeah. But do you think the girl that has the skill set enough to be way up there and doing all that stuff way, way up there, do you think she makes more money that night than just one of the other girls, just because she put on a show.
I'd imagine. I mean, it's all tips, though.
Anyway. Yeah. Depends on who's there.
It's always funny. They always wipe the pole down, man.
I would wipe it down, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. But you can't. How do you wipe up 20 feet high?
That's the thing. You got to send one of them up there with a wipe. With a wiping.
No, no one wipes up there.
Skedaddle your way
they
up there.
They wipe as high as they can reach.
Yeah,
that's it. Wipe all the way down?
Yep. Yeah.
That's not what happens. I guarantee that pole has never been wiped above 6 feet.
Yeah. That's pretty gross.
Yeah, but it never has.
I think it's more for safety than grossness. I think it's because it gets wet and slippery.
Yeah. Because if James is oiling dudes up before they jump on the pole,
it's going to be a lot of oil.
Yeah.
And extra slick.
Most strippers are slippery to begin with, right? They got lotion on or oil.
Right.
Glistening.
Yeah.
They got the glitter.
They're oily, glittery.
Yeah. I mean, they're pros, though. I mean, they know how to do it.
But
it's very rare, I think, for one of them to fall like this girl did.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what happened to make her fall. She was upside down.
I think she just lost her balance. Yeah. She just slipped.
Yes, her legs gave way.
Other ladies bit
juice.
Lose
your mind having your jaw wired shut.
Oh, my God.
Lose your mind.
Someone made a good point. A hard hat won't protect your face from the floor.
No.
Nope.
Never thought that they'd have to get involved in strip club safety. I know. But I think it's just a way of forcing them not to have, as Lisa said, dangerous things going on at the
club. There should be some kind of OSHA standards.
There's got to be. Like, Lisa makes a good point, though, because what if I'm just a club owner and I'm like, I'm putting in a 25-foot pole, and then I just say to the girls,
get up there.
Yeah. One of you is putting on a show all the way up there. I put it in here. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what people are being forced to do.
I will say, if the girl is hot enough, I'd still watch her in a safety helmet.
I don't think that I'd always...
I'd like to see the safety helmet first, because if they're like a bike,
Be like hard hats, more like that.
I mean, how's that going to stay on you while you're flipping around? They don't have like a chin strap.
You'd have to get a strap on it.
Yeah, that's safety. Basic.
Yeah, you know, they could.
They come in bright pink.
To be honest, they could put a whole getup together that wouldn't look that bad.
Yeah, like a female, like a hot little construction.
Yeah, they'd put a little outfit on.
Ooh, she's working. Work at the telephone pole tonight.
Yeah.
They're definitely more...
She has a stop sign with her.
There's lots with straps, so...
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Think safety.
Some look more like baseball caps with straps now, too. They've modernized the safety helmets. So, I think she could pull it off. The right woman could pull it off, I guess.
Yeah.
There is a woman who has been diagnosed with a never-before-seen condition. She pees booze.
Give out a taste, Margaret. Does that taste like?
Oh, God. Jeez.
It tastes like blueberry.
Oh.
Some kind of blueberry booze?
Like a rye.
Like a rye whiskey.
Yeah. The weirdest thing about it is she's never drank a single drop. At least when she pees. Like, so she's peeing out booze, but she hasn't taken any booze into her body.
Is it booze and urine, or just it's like she's got one spigot that's all alcohol?
She can make a fortune.
I know. Yeah.
She's a 61-year-old woman, first person in the world to be diagnosed with urinary auto-brewery syndrome.
Yeah, they have that in the stomachs. That's those people that get drunk.
Yeast in her bladder ferments sugar in her urine to produce alcohol. It's almost the exact same process used by beer makers, but it's happening in her body.
Yeah.
She pees beer.
Yeah,
she
does.
She pees out beer.
Beer and pee.
I pee a nice IPA.
What's it be, an IPA?
tastes better than half the IPAs I've tried.
That's hoppy, right?
Yeah.
At first, medics suspected she may have been hiding an alcohol addiction when urine tests for the drug were repeatedly positive. They were considering a liver transplant and other things. Further blood tests, though, were negative, meaning she didn't have alcohol in her blood. But they found high levels of Candida glabrata, a yeast naturally produced by the body, in her bladder when she ingested sugar. The yeast is similar to a fungus known as brewer's yeast because it's used by beer makers to convert carbs and grains to alcohol. And this, they found out, was taking place inside her bladder. They were surprised and shocked. And now something that's been haunting her for a long time, they finally have some insight to.
Well, like Andy said, they, you know, we've always heard that this can happen in your stomach. I've just never heard of it happening in a bladder.
Yeah, it's real gross. It's real gross. It's
super gross.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I don't want any of your hot piss beer.
Right.
There would be people.
Oh, of course there would be. There's people in there just
like,
pee.
It'd be a fetishy kind of thing.
Yeah, she could bottle it.
Get you a bottle of Margaret.
IPEEA. Right?
Yeah.
That's how you sell
That's
it.
Great.
That's how you sell
That's
it.
That's a great name.
And there'd definitely be a market for it, unfortunately.
IPEEA. That's the bottle right there. That's the logo.
I had a weird thing yesterday. I had this like coffee drink.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how when you have asparagus, it stinks for a while? But this was, you guys, I was pissing the smell of coffee every time I went to the bathroom. I've never had that happen before.
Wonderful.
That's crazy.
It smelled like coffee whenever I peed.
Really?
From this coffee drink that I had. I've never had it before. It was a cold brew thing.
Yeah.
But when I peed, it smelled like coffee.
Stayed with you the whole way.
Interesting.
Wow. I've never heard
of
that.
And it was super strong.
Was it?
I was confused at first. I'm like,
where's the coffee
coming from?
Now, listen. I love when you guys make coffee.
Oh, it smelled good.
Yeah.
That was the confusing part.
Yeah, that's a crazy
My hot piss smelled delicious. Wow.
Now I'm confused. I don't know if I smelled Dave's hot piss or if I smelled Lisa's coffee this morning. I was like, oh, man. Oh, that room was intoxicating.
That's Dave's pee.
What?
That would change everything. What a confusing thing for your brain.
It is very confusing.
Fresh roast piss.
The best part of waking
up is Dave's piss in your cup. No, it was confusing, a little disturbing.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, what's in that?
Well, that's the thing, right? What is it doing to you to make that happen?
Yeah. Have they added so much artificial coffee smell and odor that you just pee it right out of you?
Well, that's,
yeah.
That's
I don't really
like get that out of there.
Yeah, like what was real maybe and what wasn't in that drink. Some chemical made it all the way through.
Oh, someone says it does happen. I pee coffee smell every time I drink iced coffee. Happens every time. Oh, yeah, yeah. Was the natural, it made my pee smell like coffee.
Ugh.
So I'm not alone.
What a weird thing. Iced coffee, though, people say.
Yeah, mine was iced coffee.
I love iced coffee. I've never pissed coffee smelling piss.
Listen, I drink coffee every day, and I have had iced coffee before, never this particular brand, but I've never smelt coffee before when I peed until yesterday. But there's a ton of listeners now that are saying it happens to them all the time.
I'd much rather mine smelled like coffee.
I love that. It's been living with that secret till you said that. A lot of these people, like, you liberated them.
Yeah, you did. You set them free.
They've just been living with this.
They have.
Everyone's been living in, like, coffee pee silence.
Yeah, they're just like,
finally,
it's time we can talk about it freely.
I'm not alone.
I have a secret.
Wow.
It's brave of you to just admit that.
There you go.
Yeah, it is brave.
Everyone has it happen, I guess.
I don't really eat anything that affects my pee.
You don't need asparagus, right?
No.
That's really the only other thing I notice it with is asparagus.
There's no other...
I've never really noticed anything that was like, oh, God, that stinks.
Dude, these texts are coming through like crazy.
I know. It's hundreds.
I eat canned chicken and I piss chicken oil, somebody said.
Chicken from a can.
Don't eat chicken from a can.
No. You can't. Have you ever seen the whole chicken?
Yeah,
that fat
guy. Look, it's like a bottle of cold brew coming out of me every time.
Dude, you hit a nerve here, man.
I did. I had no idea so many people's pee smells like coffee.
That was brave of you.
So there. Thanks, Dave. You set me free.
I drink too much coffee. Smells like Sugar Smack cereal.
Well, there's a couple different cereal smells that people have mentioned.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Cheerios and Sugar Smacks.
I could see the Sugar Smacks kind of thing. That's
and
probably because of sugar in your piss.
And Honey Smacks, too.
So,
whenever I eat Honey Smacks, my pee smells exactly like it. I Googled it. Other people talk about it, too, online.
Huh.
Hmm. Oh.
Man.
My pee smells when I take cold medicine.
Someone said I get accused of pouring coffee down the toilet, but when I explain the real story, they seem even more confused.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I walked into the bathroom after Dave, and I was like, I think Dave brewed a pot of coffee.
Dave the brewed coffee in the bathroom. Does anybody know why?
Is Dave making his bathroom coffee again?
Make a prison coffee or something?
Man, Dave was definitely in here with a whole pot of coffee. He drank a whole pot of coffee in here.
That hot cup thing he's got is just, he's taking it too far.
He is. He won't leave.
Gotta have it everywhere. Yep. No, I have not made any in the bathroom, nor will I. But just so if anyone is concerned about their pee smelling like coffee, just know you're not alone.
No.
Today's the day we all found each other.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.